Hey, 各位亲爱的朋友们，大家好，我是人见人爱的小高老师。
哎呦，一上来就把自己的微博给这个告诉大家了。小高老师啊，现在的这个非常红火的微博叫做人见人爱的小高，人见人爱的小高老师，对不对？
That's right, I am now 人见人爱的小高老师。就好像美国好像有一个歌手叫做，他原来叫做 Prince，然后来他把他自己的名字改成原来叫 Prince 的歌手something like that。
就是给自己加了一个特别的前缀啊。非常期待今天的课程，对不对？我们的 Fred 七宝一丁说呀，今天的英语 PK 台适合一边吃着火锅一边听小高老师讲课，您还真够惬意的，全是一会儿是大餐，一会儿是精神食粮，是不是啊？
That's right. I'm looking here in our 聊天室， Jackie Wu says, he says, Hi Greg,Be careful on your way, the roads are slippery. Then he says, by the way, haven't you got your parcel? 大家知不知道 parcel 是什么意思？
包裹。
就是包裹。你知道吗？最近有好几个中国朋友问我，他们说，老高，这个快递怎么说？
快递怎么说？
就比如说，我要取快递。We usually call it parcel or package, right? Parcel, package, parcel.就正如晶晶老师刚才所说的，就是包裹。
那你说说现在如今的这种快递到底是 parcel 还是 package?
I think it's the same thing, same thing.
是一样的。
Yeah, I mean, 最正确的就是 parcel, 但是它实际上是一个 package,可不是吗？它就是一个 package。
你看我们这个每节课一开头都能跟小高老师随机的学到点非常地道的口语表达。
That's right, it's gonna be, it's cool.
今天呢，请大家翻开我们这本书《英文电台地道美语口语经典》的第72页。
Yes, yeah, can you believe it? That's like so far deep into the book.
是啊，我们今天又给大家带来一个非常非常好玩的主题。其实我觉得今天的 keyword 就是打一架。
That's right. You know what? But this type of fighting is, it's a good type of fighting, actually.
It's 不是那种无聊的 fighting.
That's right. This is a, 是有技术的，是有技术的，有技巧的这种。
有点像孙悟空那样的 fighting.
That's right. So anyways, in English, we can call wushu. How do we say wushu in?
难道我们不是说 Chinese Kung Fu 吗？
Well, that would, you know, 中国的功夫就是Chinese Kung Fu. But Wushu, I've always called it a martial arts.
Martial arts.
Yeah, martial arts. You know, I'm surprised that actually a lot of our listeners are into martial arts, right?你们听明白了吗？说 they're into martial arts. 就是说他们对武术感兴趣，也许他们自己练。
着迷了。
Yeah.
叫 into something.
That's right. I used to be into Taekwondo. Taekwondo.
什么叫 Taekwondo? 是一种面吗?
Well, Taekwondo people eat noodles, I think. Now, Taekwondo is like a Korean martial arts. I think in Chinese, it's like, I don't know how they say it.跆拳道，
对
啦，跆拳道
叫跆拳道，
跆拳道 ，yeah，
跆拳道这种武术呢是起源于朝鲜半岛
，OK，
所以它应该算是一种叫做什么的 Korean style，
it's Korean
martial
style.
arts，
that's right， so I did that when I was younger， I must have been 9 years old when I started， maybe 8 years old， and I think the last time I did it I was like 10 or 11，and I got a green belt。The color of my belt was green.
你小时候九岁的时候学跆拳道，都还学成绿带了。
That's right.
你知道吗？其实，小孩子练武术啊，还是挺普遍、挺流行的。
That's right.
因为可以强身健体。
That's right.
是吧？你现在还能打跆拳道吗
？No, I've 我彻底忘记了。
忘记了。
Yeah.
那你觉得你对武术感兴趣吗？
我特别感兴趣，对全世界的各种的武术都感兴趣。
其实有段时间我对泰拳很感兴趣。
Really? Is that boxing?
是泰拳。
That's like a kickboxing, huh?
对。
Oh, kickboxing, okay. You know, I heard that's really good for your body as a workout. It's great for burning calories, burning fat.
泰拳呢，我觉得它的很多腿部动作啊是非常漂亮的。
Oh.
而且对你的腿部的肌肉的训练啊非常有好处。
没错。那么你练过了没有？
练了呀。
Wow.
练残了。
是吗？那你的对手还活着吗？
我的对手yeah. 我对手他今天化身在我们的对话里
okay,
想要跟我比试比试了
That's right
大家可以说一说自己平时都练过什么样的武术或者是您对什么样的 martial arts 比较感兴趣好不好
that's right yeah let us know let us know what are you guys into do you guys like martial arts you know nowadays what's really popular at least in America I think all across the world now they call it mixed martial arts so it's you get the 混合的武术 yeah so it's you know they have the kung fu and the jiu-jitsu the karate the taekwondo and the boxing and wrestling all together
wow
they call this MMA or mixed martial arts if you go to America right now you turn on the TV you'll see it it's very very popular
真是的我觉得这全世界呀、啊、这武术这东西真的是大家很喜欢很热闹、yeah. 很这个很热爱小高你知道吗就是当年中国有一部片子在夺关于武术的片子赢得过奥斯卡奖、uh-huh.
Okay, is it Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
对了就是卧虎藏龙。
Oh my gosh, you know what, that's one of the movies that really, inspired me to learn Chinese and really got me into Chinese culture. I think people, you guys might not realize how much of an impact that movie had on the West.And on just foreigners in general. I mean, everybody loves it.
小高不是看了那部电影以后就喜欢上章子怡了吗
？Oh my gosh！
是不是啊？
我就迷上了她。然后，但是呢，章子怡，我最喜欢的她演的、是哪部电影？知道吗？
这我就不知道了。
我的父亲母亲。
哦，是那一部啊
？Yeah， 你看过了没有？
我还以为你喜欢《卧虎藏龙》呢。
Oh, I love 卧虎藏龙。卧虎。苍龙
对
I love it and I also like Michelle Yeoh's in that too I think
就是杨紫琼
I think so yeah she's a girl right
对对对
really beautiful woman and the beautiful princess Zhang Ziyi Zhang Ziyi
其实这个武术呢并不像我们所想的一定是那么暴力
right
武术呢最主要的是强身健体但是在打斗当中呢是另外一回事儿啊
that's right
其实往往习武的人是非常讲文明的是非常讲礼节的中国功夫呢是扬名世界小高呢对此并不陌生但是他一直搞不懂他说功夫这种东西啊到底是用来干嘛用的、
yeah. right.
你说用来 self defense 自我防身吧哎，别人打我我跑不就完了吗、
yeah. well you know what 之所以我父母特别支持我去学习这个武术是因为上课的时候老师们他们总是强调what is this called 自控
no, 自律
yeah self-discipline right
self-discipline
yeah self-discipline and it really 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 helped with my self-discipline 我发现啊学了点跆拳道之后我的学习就有进步了
你看看所以说呀，这练武别看是练身体，实际上最重要的是练你自我控制，控制你的心。这说来就高深了啊，也是中华武术呢博大精深之处。所以呢，小高决定试一试跆拳道。当然，在此情景当中呢，晶晶扮演的是一位武术高手，哈哈哈哈哈。所以小高提出我们要 spar 一下，我们要比武一下。
OK。
所以今天我们就是跆拳道
，That's right
versus 中国功夫
，Yeah，and
看谁能打得赢。
这常门言啊 says 太极比较好，
比较舒缓，
比较舒缓 ，OK。
嗯，太极也是练习啊。这个控制力不是一般的啊
That's right
好马上来进入到我们课堂第 Topic 17第17个对话第72页请大家打开书没有书的同学请看我们聊天室当中的同步文本我们要进行今天的课堂 dialogue 学习了我们的主题真丰富对吗
That's right It's awesome
好小高和晶晶理论对话小高开始说
Hey 晶晶Geez, are you going to sit there and watch TV all day?
Hey, 静静 geez, 口头用语。
This is 口头的。
表示我的天哪。
哦、oh, 天哪。
你准备坐在那儿一整天都看电视吗
Geez, are you going to sit there all day and watch TV? You're becoming a real couch potato.
你正在变成一个 you're becoming a real, 这个词我们已经讲过1800遍了。
一个沙发土豆 a couch potato.Now, what is a couch potato? Well, let's talk about this. If you're one of those people who sit on the couch all day and don't really have any motivation, don't really feel like doing your homework or your work, or just want to watch TV, play some video games, eat some chips, eat some junk food, And you're a couch potato.
是，你就是。如果你整天坐在沙发上，像一个土豆一样坐在那儿，啪也不挪窝。
Yeah.
整天就想看电视啊，来点轻松的，打点游戏，也不想动脑筋。
Yeah.
那么你就是一个 couch potato。
你就是一个 couch potato。
不折不扣的懒骨头。
Wow.
晶晶说，老兄，你能不能不要损我
？Hey, lay off, buddy.
瞧瞧。这个短语咱们可一定要学啊。
That's right.
叫别损我。
Hey, lay off, buddy. Yeah, lay off, buddy. Now this is, here we're using it in a very playful context, right? You could use it in both. If someone's really trying to bother you or really trying to bully you, you can say, hey, lay off, buddy. Or if you just kind of want to playfully say, you know, hey, be a nowl, all right? Just being friendly.We can say it also, right? Lay off. It literally means to get off, right? To get off me, right? Lay off.
L-A-Y, lay. Off, O-F-F. 搭配起来用呢就变成了要么你就说哎，你别烦我啊。
Yeah.
你别烦我。Lay off, buddy. Lay off, buddy. 要么说哎，你别损我。意思就是说 get off. 别来麻烦我。别来整我啊。我可是刚刚练完功夫回来。
I just got back from kung fu practice, and I want to relax.
我想要放松一下。I just got back from. Got back from. 从哪回来
?That's right.
练功夫叫 kung fu practice.
Yeah, we call it kung fu practice, right? Now, some of my friends, they study the piano, right? So they go to a different place to study piano.And there, that's called piano practice. I'll say, hey, what are you doing on Saturday? Oh, sorry, I have piano practice. I can't go to the movies with you.
其实也可以说 practice kung fu.
That's right. We
practice piano.
Sure. So when we say practice kung fu, the practice is used as a verb, right?
对了、yeah. 要么呢 practice 变成名词就是 kung fu practice、
right.
练功夫、
right.
要么是动词 practice kung fu 就是练功夫都一样啊而且呢我此时此刻想要放松一下 I wanna
relax
你练功夫
Yeah, kung fu practice、
哦、太让我吃惊了
Wow, that's a shocker
That's a...
Shocker.
Shocker. Shocker 是什么
Okay.
Something that could shock you.
So I know you know the word shock, right? If you've seen the word shock before. Shock, if something shocks you, then it's a shocker. That 那件事就是一个 shocker, right?
那它是一个名词吧
Yes, absolutely, right? It's a shocker, right? Let's see here. I'm trying to think of what a shocker would be. Okay, in my...one example I was thinking, Jennifer had a baby, right? She had twins.
Wow, Jennifer 生了个娃娃、
yeah.
不止一个娃娃、
yeah.
还生了一对双胞胎。
Yeah, yeah. You know, I had no idea she was going to have twins. That was a big shocker when she told me she had twins.
Right? 我们立即明白了。一个 shocker 指的就是一个 shock 加上一个 er 嘛。
That's right.
那就是令人震惊的人或者是事物、就是Shocker. 在这里呢你练功夫这件事儿太让我吃惊了。这事儿就是一个 shocker.
That's right.
晶晶说你难道不知道女孩子也有练功夫的吗
?What? You didn't know girls practice martial arts too?
You didn't know girls practice martial arts too? 再来了啊。Girls 当然可以练 martial arts 了。
That's right.
杨紫琼。
可以啊。
章子怡。
That's right.
人都练
You didn't know girls practice martial arts too?
你不知道女孩子也有练功夫的吗、小刚说我还真的不知道哎
No, I guess not
No, I guess not 我真的不知道 I guess not 就是 我不知道
I really don't know
I really don't know、
yeah.
尤其我不知道你会练功夫
Especially you.
Especially you. 我真的不知道你会练功夫。静静说，你学过什么武术吗
？Do you study any martial arts?
Do you study any martial arts? 你练吗？我敢说，你肯定会喜欢的。哎，我应该怎么说
？That's right. I bet. Right. I bet you. Now, 这个说法是常用的。
哎，不是打赌吗
？I
bet.
Well,
我打赌。
Well, that's It's really the same meaning. It's just we can use it in this type of context also, right? So it doesn't mean that I'm actually going to bet you money, right? It's just a saying, you know what? You know, in Chinese, you guys have the code zipang de ba, right? It's mm-hmm. very similar, right? Like, 你最近在减肥吧? 我看得出来,你 好像比上周稍微瘦一点
这个ba是吧
yeah, it's very similar to the ba. It's got the same effect, right? I bet you're on a diet, huh? I bet you're on a diet. Or if you want to make a very 很有自信的预测 right? We can say I bet something something something, right? 我很有自信的 right?
很有自信的预测 yeah. I bet something 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 could happen.
That's right, yeah.
所以在这里 I bet 就是我敢肯定 我敢打赌
That's right.
我很有自信的预测
That's right.
我预测你肯定会喜欢的 你肯定会喜欢 You will like it.
I bet you'd really get a kick out of it.
Wow, 小高竟然又用了一个高端的词语。你竟然没有说 like it.
That's right, I use something more interesting.
请教我们什么短语也可以表示 like的意思。
Okay, let's say, I've been practicing the piano, right? And I love practicing the piano because when I practice it, I feel very happy.
我特别喜欢弹钢琴，为什么呢？因为我在弹的时候，我在练的时候，我高兴。
Yeah, so in other words, I get a kick out of playing the piano, out of studying the piano, because it makes me feel happy and it's fun, right? It's a very enjoyable thing. Let's see. I got a kick out of the movie I saw last night, right? It was great. It really made me laugh. I found it very enjoyable. I just got a kick out of it. Now here, Jingjing is saying, I bet you would get a kick out of Kung Fu. Or, yeah, it's Kung Fu, right?
对.
I bet you would get a kick out of Kung Fu if you practiced it, right? What she's saying is, I bet you would really like it, right? I think you would like Kung Fu if you studied it.
同学们,我们今天又学习了一个喜欢做某事的一个动词的短语
That's right.
叫做get a kick. Kick就是踢的那个kick.
That's right.
K-I-C-K.
That's right.
Get a kick out of, O-U-T-O-F, out of something or doing something. 可不可以说?
That's right. 可以.
Get a kick out of it. 这里的it就是空腹。
That's right.
Or, I really get a kick out of playing piano.
That's right. Perfect. I really get a kick out of studying English. You know, I can learn all these new words. I learn about culture, and I can talk with more people. I have more friends. I get such a kick out of it.
小高,我们此时此刻让聊天室的同学们都来用 I get a kick out of something or doing something 来造个句,好不好?
Okay, that's perfect.
Make a sentence with get a kick out of something.
Okay, we're waiting for you guys. So in a couple minutes, we'll come back to the Liao Tian Shi and we'll check what kinds of sentences our listeners can come up with.
已经有人来了.
Oh my gosh.
为了阿中说, I got a kick out of Kung Fu.
You got a kick out of Kung Fu. I get a kick out of being friends with Ajong, because Ajong is always in our chat room and also in our QQ group. Right? And we get a big kick out of being your friend.
对了,就是这么用,大家想一件自己喜欢做的事儿,把这个句型用上去就好了。咱们又多学了一个喜欢做某事儿了,不再是那么boring的, I like doing something.
That's right.
I'm really into something.
Yeah.
就不再是这个了哈。好,下面一句话小高说,真的,没有要损你的意思啊。Hey,
No pun intended.
No pun. P-U-N 是什么?
Okay. In order to understand this, I have to repeat the entire sentence. So here it goes. Jingjing said to me, she says, I bet you'd really get a kick out of it. No pun intended. So what is a pun, right? A pun is just a play on words, right? So in Chinese, we have puns everywhere. We have puns everywhere. Let's see here. You know what one pun is you know, sometimes in on the Chunlian, right? You'll see the upside down Dao.
Fu.
Right? Yeah, and Fu, right?
Fu.
Because Fu means it's Dao, right?
福到了,福到过来贴, yeah. 就证明福到了.
And you know when when you guys eat fish for New Year's, right? You eat fish for the New Year's because it's supposed to, you know, give you happy or extra money, right?
Extra fortune or right. extra money.
Because that yu is 跟那个生鱼的鱼有谐音 ，right？
对
，OK。
过年的时候呢，中国人喜欢吃鱼，是图年年有余这个意思。
Yeah. OK， this is a pun， right？ We're playing on words， or we're playing on the sound of words， right？
英文单词啊 ，pun， p u n， 它的意思呢，就是一个双关语。
Yeah， that's right。
双关语，经常我们玩文字游戏，
yeah.
它字面上是一个意思，字面后面又是一个意思。
That's right。
那晶晶此处为什么要说 no pun intended？ 我可并没有故意要说双关语哦。为什么？大家看，他前面说了一句什么话？他前面说 ，I bet you really get a kick out of it.
Right. Yeah. And why would we use a pun here? Because we're talking about martial arts where you kick. You really do kick, right? You really actually would be kicked in martial arts, right? So here there's two meanings at one time. And so when we say no pun intended, actually we definitely mean to pun, right? We're trying to 强调你看, right? It's so funny, right? I'm trying to be funny. Right?
我的天哪、yeah. 如果在英文当中我们用到这句话说 No pun intended 哎，我可不是故意要说双关语的话哟、
yeah.
实际上人们是此时此刻是想说我就是在想说双关语
That's right、I'll give you one more、example here I just thought of this one I can say okay、let's say that、your job is you have to go like rescue abandoned dogs Right.
啊，你的工作呢，就是营救那些流浪狗。
Yeah, yeah, okay. And if I say, hey, how do you like your job?
如果我说你喜欢你的工作吗
？He might say, oh, you know, my job really bites.
啊，我会说，哎呀，我的工作真的咬人。
Yeah, right. So in English, sometimes if we want to like 吐槽某种事情 or anything, we can say it bites, right?
什么事情让人不舒服？我们可以说 something bites,
right? So here, and then we would say no pun intended.
No pun intended.
Right.
我就是此时想说双关语呢。
Yeah, right. So, you guys get it now?
Yeah, 明白了吗？它的第一层意思就是说我的工作啊，就是专门被咬，对吧
？Yeah, yeah. That's right.
因为我救流浪狗。
That's right.
另外呢，我的工作它真的让我很
yeah
很抓狂。
Yeah, that's right.
那此处呢你看晶晶当时这句话是说我打赌你一定至少被踢的踢惨了、
That's、
至少被、
right.
被那个拳打脚踢踢了不少
That's right
这是一层意思另外一层意思就是说我敢说你肯定会
喜欢的 That's right
他就是用了一个 get a kick out of something
That's right
明白所以此处他说 no pun intended 哎，我没有故意要损你哦其实我的意思就是说我就是在损你
That's right
明白、
嗯、
好玩吧 No pun intended 这是一个很高级的语言用法希望大家能够在此处体会到英文当中的幽默是一种幽默吧
That's right Oh, it is So it's fun So guys try if you can、make up your own no pun intended and let us know Oh, and by the way getting back to the
刚才那个 sentence 造句
Fred came up with when he says I got a real kick out of reading Real American Spoken English Well, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, Fred.
Fred 造了个句，说我真的很喜欢你们这本英文电台地道美语口语经典。
Yeah.
你喜欢什么，就是被什么踢了一脚。
That's right. Yeah.
看上去好，小高，我们继续往下。他说， okay. 我觉得这武术吧没什么必要。
I don't see the point.
I don't see the point. 我看不到这个点。他的意思就是说，我觉得什么东西其实。Pointless.
That's right.
没必要
Exactly. That's where the word pointless comes from, right? It's I don't see the point. Less means 没有 right? 无的意思 right?
没有、
嗯、
我看不见学武术有什么必要、
嗯、
有如果有人想打我的话我跑不就得了吗
If someone wants to scrap with me, I'll just run away.
If someone wants to, 什么叫做 scrap?S-C-R-A-P, scrap with me. But 为什么不是 hit me?
Okay, well, 为什么呢就是因为这是 real American spoken English, 晶晶老师。
因为这是地道美语嘛。Yeah,
that's right.、if someone wants to scrap with me, right? Why do we say scrap? Scrap is just it's again, spoken English, very spoken English form. to describe the word fight, right? So if you scrap with somebody, you are fighting with somebody. Again, very, very, very colloquial spoken English. This is not written English at all.
那这个单词怎么用呢? Scrap with somebody 吗?
So scrapping's usually like, it's not like a professional fight, so you're not gonna, we wouldn't use this word if it's two boxers in a ring having a professional fight. Now we might see it if it's, okay, two men on the street fighting.
就打起来了。
Right. 就是随便打起来。
就是街头的那种打架。
对就很偶然在街头上 yeah.
就我俩一言不合我俩就拳打脚踢就打起来了。
That's right.
这种不专业的打架。
That's right.
叫做 scrap with somebody.
That's right.
Fight with somebody.
That's right.
其实 fight 也有比较正式的意思你觉得吗
That's right.
真的、yeah. 就拳击手就 fight with each other.
Yeah, that's right.
但完全是街头混战那种打群架也好、
yeah.
或者是咱俩出去打一场，信不信？就这样就叫 scrap with somebody。
That's scrapping, yeah。
啊，没有专业技术的，反正、yeah. 拳打脚踢的那种叫 scrap with somebody。If someone wants to scrap with me, I'll just run away。那我跑不就得了吗？好，晶晶说，自我防御呢，并不是人们学习武术的唯一理由。
Self-defense isn't the only reason why people practice martial arts.
先学会自我防御怎么说?
Self-defense.
Self, 自我。
Yeah.
Defense, D-E-F-E-N-S-E. D-E-F-E-N-S-E.
That's right. Defense, right? So, 拼写, 注意一下,在 self 和 defense 里面有一个, how do we say this? It's like a 横。
一个横线。
一个横线。
小横线连着 self、
yeah.
和 defense.
In English, we call this a hyphen or,、yes. or a dash, D-A-S-H.
Yes.
Yes.
一定要连在一起,表示一个自我防御的意思。
That's right.
自我防御这个东西呢 isn't, 并不是 the only reason. 唯一的原因 why people practice martial arts.
Really?yeah, that's right. So, like, we were just talking about this, earlier before our dialogue started. So, 一会儿你就会看到为什么。
现在就告诉你为什么。
就现在。
我喜欢武术是因为。
I like it because.
因为它能够教我怎么自律。
Because it teaches me self-discipline.
It teaches me.他教我一定要用第三人称单数啊，因为这个东西嘛 ，martial arts、
yeah.
teaches me self 又来了
，yeah，
discipline 是纪律
，that's right
的动词
，that's right。
那么 self discipline 呢，就是自我管理
，that's right，
自律
，that's right。
哎，你说它的反义词是什么
？Okay, let me think about it. So, is it 失控 ？I don't know，
有点。
What? How do we say this?
失控啊
or 悟空悟空 that's
失控
oh is it 失控 okay
悟空那是孙悟空
yeah, 孙悟空 yeah okay so 失控 interesting and we'll ask our audience members too what do you guys think the opposite of self-discipline is what's the opposite of self-discipline
大家觉得 self-discipline 自律的反义词应该是什么
yeah
就是失控呗
yeah it's 失控 it must be 失控
那英文怎么说呀
Yeah, we would say, yeah, that's a good question. We would say a lack of self-discipline.
Lack of, 缺少 self-discipline.
Yeah. Interesting, huh?
那你说,那这种失控,它有什么表现呢?
Yeah, sure. So 失控, if I would translate that as to lose control or being out of control.
Being out of control, 都是可以的。
Yeah.
你比如说这个人吧,啊,
yeah.
非常情绪化。
Yeah.
想生气就生气、
yeah.
对吧想怎么样就怎么样
That's right
就没有一点点自控
That's right
这种就叫 lack of self-discipline
That's right, a lack of self-discipline Lack of self-control Oh, yummy mummy saying yeah, out of control Yep, good yummy mummy
大家都听出来了是 out of control
Yeah
Or lack of self-discipline、啊、这个词真的很好小的时候呢我们常常就是不会自律
Anya comes up with Is that 放肆放肆
对对对、
yeah.
很好
Yeah good
应该放肆这个单词要这么说
OK 放肆放肆 OK 放肆
一定要放肆
Interesting
一定要这么说哈
Yeah
这个 self-discipline 你看看这个练武能够教你自律啊，这是很高深的啊、
yeah.
这真的不是说说看啊另外它还能够帮我放松精神
And it helps me relax.
Helps me relax.
Mm-hmm.
Relax. 放松，并且强身健体。
And gives me a great workout.
它给我 gives me great 很好的 workout 就是健身。
That's right.
对吧？此处做 none 名词。
That's right.
Gives me great workout 就是给我一个很好的健身运动。你看，就是强身健体的英文说法，其实挺简单的。小高说：“真的吗？”
Really?
那看来我也该学学武术了。
Well, maybe I better start studying martial arts too.
Maybe I better. 实际上是 I the better.
That's right.
啊，省略了口语里。
That's right.
I better start studying martial arts too. 晶晶说：“为啥不呢
？”Why not?
又没有坏处。
It can't hurt.
It can't hurt. 还记得吗？这短语啊。
That's right. Oh yeah. It can't hurt. Hey, why don't you go for a run at like 20 minutes a day? Why? I mean, it can't hurt, right? It can only help.
对，它不会伤害。It can't hurt. 就是它不会给坏处。小高，大家说你好厉害，
really?
连放肆都会读。
I remember because I learned a word called 大肆。Like 大肆
对了，yeah， 你就认识了"肆"这个词。
That's right, yeah.
但是现在你要学会怎么说"放肆"这个词。
That's right. So now I know 放肆。
听着，要这么说，放肆，
放肆，放肆，放肆。
古代的那些 emperor，
放肆你，放肆悟空。
哎，这个好。
yeah.
再来一个，放肆悟空，放肆猪八戒，放肆八戒。
放肆大姐，
早就跟你说了，不要随便乱扔垃圾。
okay.
砸到花花草草还好，要、yeah. 砸到小朋友，那可怎么办呢？
Yeah.
放肆悟空，
放肆悟空，
在英文说就麻烦了。Yeah. Lack of discipline， 悟空。
yeah, that's right.
这个有点怪异哈。
Yeah.
Okay, that's dialogue one.